The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Another Saturday, another chance to talk travel with Rose Gray. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. I survived the Packer game on Sunday, and you survived the Packer game on Thursday night.
I did, yes.
My outcome was better than yours.
Yeah, we did not get a win on Thursday.
That's a bummer.
Did get some wind chill.
Yeah, no lie. Ooh.
It was cold.
I know. Hey, so we had started doing something the last couple of weeks, which is bringing on one of our advisors to talk all things travel, because people get tired of listening to me. And so I am thrilled to death to have joining us today, Chelsea Serrar. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I am really, really well. So we should let everybody know that in order to find anything more out about Chelsea, you can go to our website at foxworldtravel.com. And then go to the travel tab, find a travel advisor, and you will be able to filter using various techniques. And I would just go to agent name, and I would scroll down to alphabetized S's and find Chelsea. And you have got a pretty remarkable story, Chelsea. You started in the travel industry, or let's call it the hospitality industry, which is part of the travel industry, when you were 15 years old.
Yeah. I've been working in hospitality, whether it be restaurants, hotel, and then in terms of travel, I internshipped at Walt Disney World, and the rest is history.
Yeah, well, and then, so we had an event this past Wednesday. It was an on-demand Walt Disney event, and people can find that by going to the resources tab and then going to vacation travel shows and events, and there you will find, for your listening pleasure, an opportunity to listen to the recorded Disney webinar, which Chelsea was a part of, because you are part of our dream team, right?
Yes, yeah. I am.
And you love it. And you love Disney. And I love that you love Disney, because there are people like me who don't exactly love Disney. Well, I love Disney, but I just don't love putting it all together. And that's one of the things that you're very good at. And we were really going to delve into that a little bit until Chelsea and I spoke this past week, and I was prepping her for what it was going to be that we were going to do today. And she told me that this past year you have been to Costa Rica, Switzerland, and then she really piqued my interest and told me Bora Bora.
Yes, I just got back from, sunny old French Polynesia about a week and a half ago. So this is constant snow.
Well, what's so exciting about this is, as Chelsea and I were talking, I said, yeah, we could talk all things Disney, but could we talk all things Tahiti / Bora Bora? And then tell them what you told me when I asked where you stayed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I started out at the Intercontinental Tahiti in Papeete, and then we went to the Le Moana, and then we went to the Thalasso and Spa, which were both intercontinental properties, but we ended at the Brando.
And we should tell listeners, Chelsea, if you do not know of the Brando, when I came in this morning and I told Dayton you were going to be on with us, I said, Dayton, you have to Google this place.
Oh, my gosh. It's actually just thebrando.com.
Yeah.
Thebrando.com. It's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
And it has been it has been on my wish list forever. So give us the scoop. Tell us everything.
So the Brando, it is a completely private island where you do have to take a little flight. It's about 15 minutes if you're flying in from Tahiti. Otherwise, on Tuesdays, there are direct flights from Bora Bora that are going through 2023. And it is an all-inclusive stay. So when you stay there, all your meals, you get an excursion per person per day. You get a spa treatment per person per day. And when I tell you the food, the service, everything, it is just top notch. It is absolutely amazing. In those villas, I didn't want to leave. I wanted it to be my home. Just add a kitchen and I'm good.
Yeah. So are these over the water?
They are not over the water. You do all have your own, like, little private beach area. And depending upon which beach you were on, so I was on Turtle Beach, which it was really cool. I had green turtle nests right on my beach. They should be hatching within the next month or so. But I had beautiful views of the sunset. And on the other side, there are other villas that have a really, really nice swimmable beach. And then, of course, like the residence villa and larger properties to, of course, accommodate families.
So tell us, like, the wow factor was there for the other properties, but you get to the Brando and it just exceeds any possible expectations you have, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. 100%. Oh my gosh.
Well, the water is amazing in these photos. I mean, I can't even believe it.
Okay, so you swam with sharks, Chelsea.
Yes. So when I stayed at the Intercontinental Thalasso Resort and Spa, we did a private snorkel and skiing tour, jet skiing tour, I should say. And they took us snorkeling, and I am deathly afraid of water. I almost drowned when I was little. So I actually don't know how to swim. So I conquered a fear, and I swam in a coral garden, and we had an absolutely phenomenal guide that was just, like, by me 24/7 pretty much the entire time that I was on that tour. And then he made me feel so safe. And right after we snorkeled in the coral garden, he took us out to open water. It was about 30-ish feet deep, and there are black-tip coral reef sharks there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, about 4 or 5 feet long.
And look at you, you brave girl. Now you can share that experience with us and tell everybody if anybody is got more questions about, you know, lots of times, Chelsea, people say, I want to go to Bora Bora. And they're being very specific with regard to an island in the French Polynesian Tahitian set of islands. So Bora Bora is just one of the many islands, right?
Correct, correct. Some of the islands that you can go to, like you've got like Maria right there, Bora Bora, and then Tetaroa, which is where the Brando is.
So Tetaroa is that private island that you either can fly to once a week or take some kind of like little ferry or something?
I wouldn't recommend a ferry necessarily because that takes about 3 hours.
Yeah.
So when you land in Papiete, you actually get met right outside the airport and get whisked away by a little private transfer to take you over to like a private little terminal where you just go through security there and then you board a smaller plane. It's either a 6-passenger or 14-passenger plane with private pilots, and they only fly twice a day, and then they take you to the island, and it's about a 15-minute flight.
Okay, and
it's
very simple. And this doesn't have to be – so here, this is what Chelsea and I were talking about when we were discussing this over the week, during the week. This could easily be a stopover. If you're going to Australia, New Zealand, this could easily be a good place for a stopover.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's a very long flight to get to Australia or New Zealand, and I would say this is about 5-6-ish hours away from New Zealand, and if you need to stretch your legs for a little bit after that long flight, why not see some beautiful water and enjoy some great food and the Polynesian hospitality? It's definitely worth a stop.
Okay, we do need to take a break. I want to talk to Chelsea a little bit more when we come back because there's still questions. I mean, we haven't even touched on Disney.
No.
And I know a lot of people have questions about that. So we're going to talk to you when we come back. This is fun. I love this meet an agent segment that we've been doing the last few weeks. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 918. Going to see a high of 27, currently at 23 in Milwaukee. Some snow showers expected throughout the day, and it's going to be breezy. Sounds like what it's been the last few days.
Yeah, so if you need to get out of Dodge, I know somebody that could help you.
So, Chelsea, I want to chime in here because I'm reading your bio at foxworldtravel.com, and you can go under Find a Travel Advisor, and you'll be able to see Chelsea's bio. And you have two quotes that are your favorite quotes, and one of them is actually one of my favorite quotes. That's, wherever you go with all your heart. That's a Confucius quote.
Yeah.
And that's basically saying be in the moment. Like, when you are at an event, when you are with people, be there, do it with everything you can do. I love that quote. But then the other quote that you have as your favorite is from Disney movie Up. It says, adventure is out there. So you, as Rose mentioned, are one of the Disney dream team. And we often have people say, you know, like Rose and myself, actually. I've been there three times. I said I never want to go back, but that's because I had to plan stuff and be part of that. What do you guys do? What is that service that you guys provide for people?
So, I mean, when it comes to Disney, there has been a lot of changes that have happened over the past couple of years. So we just kind of help guide all of our clients just to make sure that they're getting the best time. Like, we want them to have the best experience there. So, like, when it comes to park reservations, dining reservations, we can't necessarily make those for you solely because there's terms and conditions that you do have to agree to. However, we make sure that you know how to do it, you know the time frame to do it. We give you recommendations on how to do so, along with if you've been there multiple times like you, we can give you recommendations on things you haven't done yet.
And the other thing is, we really spend some quality time with these possible Disney clients and find out what their expectations are. And then we don't want to be dream killers. We want to be dream makers. So we want these things to become reality, but we want them to have realistic expectations, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, with Disney, Disney World, they do have multiple tiers, which of course, for hotels, they have the multiple tiers that can adjust and help out like budgets for any type of family. We can talk to you about the time frame to go that best suits your budget, so on and so forth.
And the number one question I always get is it absolutely critical that we stay on site? What do you answer to that?
I definitely recommend it solely because when you're staying off site, there are just so many other things that you have to factor into, whether it be getting a rental car, if you're staying at a hotel that's not too far from property still, you have to adjust your schedule to work around their shuttle schedule, not your own. And when you're on property at Disney, pretty much everything is taken care of for you right then and there, because you've got the buses, depending upon which hotel you're staying at. You also have the Disney Skyliner. So, I mean, it's as stress-free as possible.
I would assume a majority of people that are going to Disney have little ones with them as well. And trying to meet up with a bus schedule or shuttle schedule isn't always the easiest thing to do.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, for Disney is for big kids and little kids. I'm technically classified a big kid, but I go at least a couple times a year. I'm actually headed there December with my mother for one of the Christmas parties. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. And so the other good thing about staying, I feel, on site is that when you have the opportunity to go back to your accommodations and just chill for a couple of hours, whether it's somebody big or little who needs a nap or a few hours away from that high stimulus type area,
right.
You can, because it's just go, 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 go. And when you're staying off site, you kind of got to say, we're going to be there the entire day. And when we leave, we're done.
Yeah.
And when you're on site, you don't really have to say that.
That's what we did with our kids. And now I'm understanding why we shouldn't have, because we would get back and we'd be exhausted because you didn't get that break in the middle of the day. All right.
Well, and I'm just so thrilled, Chelsea, that you shared with me the Brando experience, because as I said, we could have spent two segments talking strictly about Disney. And so you've got Switzerland that we can discuss at a future show. So you were also in Costa Rica?
Yeah, I was in Costa Rica back in April.
Look at you, girl.
She's just going everywhere.
And here's the thing. We understand that our travel advisors need to be in office and ready to assist you with deposits and insurance and final payments and all that kind of thing. But we also know that experiences are critical to the success of our travel advisors and for our customers to have the most authentic experience possible. And that's why people like Chelsea take some time away from her family and go on these trips. And we thank you for that from the bottom of our heart.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy going on these trips. I love helping all my clients and just giving them the firsthand knowledge. And I mean, it's one of those things, like, even if I personally haven't been to a destination, at least some of our other agents have. And we all help each other. And that's just one of the cool things about Fox.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. So if your advisor's out doing something like, oh, I don't know, staying at the Brando, and Chelsea's got you booked, one of her teammates has got your back. She's got the file and she knows what's going on, and that's the way we operate. So I thank you so much for taking Saturday morning out of your some time out of your Saturday morning to join us. Dayton was blown away. I think we're going to book him to the Brando. I think he's going to take his wife there for a surprise.
I'm working on that. All right. It was awesome to have you on the show. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Coming up next, we'll open the talking text line at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
927 Dayton Kane here with Rose. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. Just heard from Chelsea. That was fun.
That was fun.
But now we'd love to hear from you. The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We do have a text here that says, going to visit Prague for 2 days. 2 days. That's a long way to go.
Well, you know what happens? They probably are doing something before a river cruise.
Okay. All right. Their currency is Czech koruna?
Krona.
Krona. How much should they bring? Our credit widely accepted, listening into Des Plaines, which is
in Illinois, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you really can bring foreign currency for 2 days if you feel the need, and if you it's easy access and you can get it, great. But quite honestly, as much as I love when people do that, you really probably could get away with using euros if you had to, and credit cards are widely accepted in this order. Visa, first. MasterCard, second. American Express, maybe. Discover, not at all.
Okay.
So that's the way that works. But I love the fact that you're going to get the currency, and if you can, honestly, credit cards are widely accepted everywhere. So almost anything you purchase, even in a coffee shop or something like that, they're going to take a credit card. But I always bring, for a 2-day stay, I would probably bring $100 worth of their currency.
Okay.
Yep.
Tips and like little purchases.
Exactly.
Like,
and then as you're realizing, oh my gosh, I've got 50 left and there's 4 hours before I'm boarding my ship or whatever it might be, quick spend it.
Yeah. Don't bring it home.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have about a minute before the news. Tell people how they get in touch with Fox World Travel.
Yep. So it's super easy. So foxworldtravel.com is the website that is changing all the time. Don't say, well, I saw it last month, because we change it daily almost every aspect of it, whether it's vacation travel, business travel, or meetings and incentives, something has changed on the website.
The podcast is put up there every week.
That's right. Yep. This very podcast. So Contact Us is up there as well. And so that gives you an opportunity to send a basically fill-in format type email to vacation travel, business travel, meetings, incentives, destination, weddings, or just a general inquiry if you don't know which of those to go to. And then 866-GO-FOX-GO is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
All right. Easy enough. So get your calls and texts in so we can answer them in the next half hour, 855-616-1620.
Perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It is, and we open the WTMJ talking text line at 855-616-1620. Couple of texts here. Says, any update on how long the global entry process is taking? That's from Pat in Delafield.
Forever. I wish I had better news. It is just crazy. And once again, I got some information this past week from a couple that applied at the same time.
Okay.
Like, you go in, you do the application, you send the $100 via credit card, and voila, they're in. They did it minutes apart.
Same last name.
Same last name, same address, everything. One got processed, and one is still waiting to hear for an appointment.
Weird.
Yeah, I just...
No rhyme or reason.
No rhyme or reason. I don't know. I do know that passports are getting processed pretty quickly. Okay.
More close to where we used to be.
Oh, my gosh. That was a real struggle during the pandemic. And here's the thing. If you haven't traveled since pre-pandemic, you better get your passport out and look at the expiration date, because lots of places require a 3-month or often 6 months validity on that passport. People don't get this. My passport's expiring on January 17th, 2023.
Right.
That I should be able to travel right up until that. But countries are saying, no, you got to have 3 months or more likely 6 months validity on that passport. What if you get hurt? What if you get sick?
Yeah.
What if you get stuck here and your passport expires while you're in our country? How will we handle that? So we want to have that cushion on the end of it.
All right. Good news. Good to know.
Yeah.
Is there a river cruise you recommend that travels on Mekong River looking to go for approximately 10 days?
Yes, there are several. I have had the good fortune to do that particular trip. Avalon Waterways has a fabulous ship that does that itinerary, as does Uniworld. What you need to know about those ships is, although they are built in the same style as the ships they use on the European rivers, they're much, much smaller because the bays that you have to get into on the Mekong are very small.
Okay.
So oftentimes there's maybe 30 cabins, maybe 60 passengers on that ship. Now, what I might recommend if you're looking at itineraries is, I like to go north to south when I do Vietnam. There will, of course, just like every river cruise, then it's got to turn around and go back the other way. The reason I like that is because it's part of the story. What I love to do, and sometimes you have to add this on because not all river cruises and not all itineraries include it, is start in Hanoi, which isn't going to be part of the river cruise. Okay. But that's North Vietnam, if you will. Now, there is no such thing anymore of North and South, but that would be in North Vietnam. And you get that communist feeling. You get the feeling of what it's like in the entire, should be in the entire country.
Okay.
And then oftentimes you'll go into Cambodia because that's the way you're going to pick up the Mekong River. Then you're going to get on the Mekong and then you're going to sail down all the way to what used to be Saigon and now is Ho Chi Minh City. And it certainly can be done the other way, but why I like that is you see such a difference from the northern communist area to the way it is in the south. And the people of South Vietnam Vietnamese welcome us with open arms no matter what, but the people of South Vietnam, of course, are going to open up their arms to us because as Americans, we were helping them, right? And so it's a softer, gentler feel, if you will, than the harsh communistic feeling that you get there. So yeah, I absolutely recommend it. And I'm hoping before I end my career at Fox World Travel, and I'm not announcing my retirement, don't even go there.
No, not at all.
To do another Vietnam. Okay. I love it that much. And I know it's a decision that some people have to make as to whether or not they can return. And it's not for everybody. I'm very well aware. That's kind of my generation.
Yeah,
and I get that, but the country itself is beautiful, and adding Cambodia onto it so you can go to Angkor Wat and Angkor Thom and see all of that is remarkable. So,
okay.
And we've got a couple people on our website that could easily help you with that.
Good to hear that when you step foot on Antarctica, your final continent, you're not going to be out.
No.
Okay, I did it all. See ya.
No.
Bye.
Yeah. Check. Bye. No.
WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Let's talk a little bit about careers and, you know, when Rose Grays of the world retired and more positions open. No, there's a lot of positions open now.
There are 20 positions
available
at Fox World Travel right now. So how do you find out about that? FoxWorldTravel.com. Go to the Why Fox tab. There's something that'll tell you about our history, which is very interesting. We're a three-generation family-owned company. I love the story. I won't get into that right now because I want to talk about careers.
Right.
And if you click on the careers, you will go to My Job Search, and there you will find 20 career opportunities for
That's
you at Fox
lot.
World Travel. And every single week, we're getting notification here, meet three new team members, meet two new team members. We learned a lot from the pandemic. You don't have to live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where our headquarters are, to be a part of our team. You don't necessarily have to have a travel-specific background. We can turn hospitality into a travel industry-type background. We can teach you and take a look. Take a look at what
so
is out there.
These jobs, and I should have pulled it up. Are they throughout? Like, are you looking for IT people? Are you looking for like,
all
or is it just
above.
Travel?
Nope, it's all of the above. So, for example, when you see something that needs somebody in, data analytics,
right?
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to have anything to do with travel. Security analyst computer and mathematical skills.
There you go.
Not me. Not me.
You're not doing that for the company.
Exactly. They don't want me to do it. They told me long ago, you are not ever going to touch anything in accounting or in IT. I was like, that's great. Travel technology specialist. That's one of our IT specialists. So, yeah. And they love me because when they fix things for me, when I'm in Oshkosh, I bring them a treat.
There
it could
go.
Be donuts. It could be craft beer. It could be anything. So
nice.
I don't break stuff that much, actually, as you might think. But anyway, so that's out there. And what made me think of it is there on WTMJ, Good Karma Brands has a segment before you start with David Nason.
Yeah, Hired, it's called.
Hired. Yep. And it's very cool. And as I was listening to it this morning, getting ready, I was thinking, I should let everybody know that Fox has got some wonderful career opportunities, and you can learn more about them by going onto our website.
And you get to work with great people like Rose Aww. Gray or Chelsea, who we met this morning. And
yeah.
You guys seem to be a pretty happy bunch.
We are a very happy bunch. And just like, you know, everybody out there right now, we're looking for good talent, and we've got great benefits to lure you to yeah. us. And so it just gets better and better and better all day, every day. We're hearing more things about the wonderful things that are available to us at Fox World Travel. And so, you know, and again, we're very, very open to people wanting to move around in the company. Maybe you start in IT and say, but I want to do what Chelsea does.
Right.
How can I learn to do what Chelsea does? And that's a possibility as well. So lots of great opportunities. Check it out.
WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up next on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose. Scattered snow, breezy, a high of 27 today. We are at 24 in Milwaukee, and we're talking travel. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talking text line. Text here says, from Sean, do you recommend going to San Pedro, Belize?
And as soon as I saw that text, I said, take that one, take that one. I love, love, love Belize in general. But when people say Belize, they think of the little country in Central America,
right?
But there are some little islands just off of Belize that have some amazingly beautiful cities and beaches and resort areas. And the little town of San Pedro is on an island called Ambergris, A-M-B-E-R-G-R-I-S, Ambergris Key or K, depending on how you say it. And just like the little island that Chelsea told us about today yeah. in Bora Bora, you can either fly over or take a ferry. Now, she told us to get to the island that the Brando was on. It was about a three-hour ferry yeah. ride. I think the ferry ride between Belize City and Ambergris Key is probably two.
Still a long
yeah.
trip.
And you can get on Tropic Air and take a 15-minute plane ride.
Okay.
So I have done both because one time I didn't do what I would tell all my clients to do and do for them would be make sure you have the reservation on Tropic Air, and I didn't, and it holds 9 passengers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't get on. So I just took a ferry over. But there is a resort on that island which is called Ramones. I have a special place in my heart for this resort. When people said to me 15 or 20 years ago, I want to go someplace where I take maximum 10 steps and I'm ankle deep in sand. Mm-hmm. Where can that be? I have asked all kinds of suggestions for beautiful high-rise resorts, but there's no possible way you're going to take 10 steps and be on sand.
Right.
Until I went to this phenomenal resort. And at the time, met Ramon himself, who owned it. Doesn't anymore, but so Ramones is absolutely phenomenal. Now, there is some myth or legend out there that you know the song La Isla Bonita
yeah.
by Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
They say that's the island she wrote about.
Okay.
So, could be. But go, go, go. The little town is amazing. Quick story. My husband and I are there. And we walk into town. So you land on the scariest airstrip I've ever landed in. And then they come with a golf cart to get you to take you to Ramones.
Okay.
And you can walk into town. San Pedro is a little town, and it's golf carts everywhere because there's supposed to be no vehicles on the island, except there are landscape vehicles and garbage vehicles and a few other things. But everybody gets around on golf carts. So you can easily walk into San Pedro. And there's this big square in the middle of the town, and it is covered in balloons. And this was way before balloon arches were the in thing now. And they were balloon arches everywhere. And we found out there was a wedding going to be happening the next day. And the father of the bride said, you know, meet me, introduce yourself. Where are you from? I want to know everything about you. So we told him very little about us because we wanted to know more about him. And we found out that his daughter was getting married there the next day. He invited us to the event.
Oh, my gosh.
So my husband said, we're not going to that. And I was like, oh, yes, we are.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
And so we kind of waited a little while till we knew it was all over, until the party had kind of started. And then we were like hanging around the perimeter of the thing. And he saw us and invited us in. And we're wedding crashers.
Oh, that's fun.
I know.
Stories like that are what make travel fun.
I know. So, and we also got to see his grandson the next day in a soccer tournament. So, yeah.
It was a family affair.
It was a family affair. I loved every minute of it. There are many more resorts now than there were the very first time I went there 20 plus years ago. But that will always have a special place in my heart. So Ramon's, San Pedro, Belize, love it. We have people on staff that can easily help you with that.
And that's Go Fox Go.
No.
That's the phone number.
Oh, yeah.
866 Go Fox Go.
Oh, well, back in the old days, it used to be GoFox.com. That's what I thought you were going with.
No, FoxWorldTravel.com. But 866 Go Fox Go.
Exactly.
If you want to call Monday through Friday, or FoxWorldTravel.com if you want to look up and fill out the contact us form there.
Yeah.
We have one segment left. WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. Fastest show on the radio. We're already to the final segment. There's a lot of good questions that came through on the text line, and we talked through a bunch of stuff. But one thing we haven't touched on are some of the trips that are out there that people can sign up for.
Well, absolutely. And so I do feel like I have to be a bit self-serving and mention the Alaska trip with Rose Gray in 2023.
Is there one of those?
Yes, there actually is. And some people might say you wouldn't probably want to bring that up because you're the only trip that still has space available on it. No, quite the contrary. There's a few seats left on the road with Colleen, Alaska, and Yukon, which is June 13th. But for the most part, the remainder of the trips are sold out with the exception of August 13th to 27th, Alaska and Denali with Rose Gray. And why that is we add a second motor coach. I was only going to take one motor coach, and then I said, let's just add another one. We'll take another tour director, and I'll bounce back and forth between the buses. So we're doing that. There's still space available on that. We've also talked several times about the fact that we don't just sell your standard operating type tours, right? And one of the examples of that would be the Spain and Provence trip. This is Gigi and some of our group specialists who got together and dreamed up this crazy, crazy trip, which is Captivating Spain and Provence, September 30th to October 12th with the one and only Gigi Bromage. And then I do feel like I also have to mention Fascinating Northern Ireland and Scotland. We've done Ireland and we have an Ireland adventure, which is the southern part of Ireland, but people have been asking and asking for Northern Ireland and Scotland, and we got that going on as well. So those are available. Anything, you need to check our website frequently because it changes, status of trips change, and things we're offering are added all the time.
So where on the website do people find these group travels?
So you go under travel, you find the vacation travel tab, and under vacation travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations, and that's where you find a travel advisor, and that's where you could find Chelsea and all of our other fantastic travel advisors as well.
Are we doing this again next week where we bring in another?
We are.
Agent?
Oh, no. Next week is the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm giving everybody a break.
Oh, you're so nice.
I'm giving everybody a break.
You're still going to make the drive.
I'm
going to
make the drive, and I'm hoping all of you will be listening.
Yeah, every week it happens on Saturday, and it's good to have you here. Good show, well done. What are your big plans for Thanksgiving? Anything?
Yeah, we're going to do the traditional, but here's a little thing that I now do. I stop at Sendex and pick up the entire meal already prepared and reheat it. Thank you, Sendix.
Hey, work smarter, not harder.
That's right.
That's what they say.
That's
all right.
Right.
Well, we'll check in with you next week, and no Packers game this weekend.
No, it's okay. We need a break. We all need a break.
So Aaron Rodgers' thumb needs to heal a little
bit,
I think.
So, deer hunters, be careful and have a safe hunt, and everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk, and we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore Pooley.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.